What is up, everybody? Welcome to the fourth episode of the Zach and Willie podcast. Today we are going to be talking about the human mind. Pretty crazy topic.
Interesting topic. This is just a bunch of theories, really. Like, you can't really...
Most of it's facts, but most of the stuff we're going to talk about here is theories and what we think, because we are not scholars or scientists or brain surgeons in any way.
We don't study the human mind as our job.
But so we got four topics for you all to discuss here. And before we jump into it, I want to say this crazy phrase that I picked up a couple months ago. If the human mind were so simple that we would be able to understand it, then we would be so simple that we couldn't.
What?
I know, right? Isn't that crazy?
What is that?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll talk about this later when we get into the unconscious mind, but I guess we just hop in right into our first little segment here. We got some fun facts.
Fun facts.
Okay. Here's one. The brain uses 20% of the body's energy in oxygen.
The brain?
Yeah.
So, like, all of the human body's energy and oxygen is used by the brain.
No, 20%.
20% of the energy and oxygen that we use is used by the brain.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
And that's why, especially now we have more knowledge about the brain, dehydration is being so stressed in like high school sports and stuff, because 2% dehydration can completely reduce your brain activity and ability to
perform
tasks.
That's a crazy fun fact.
That's a really fun one there.
It's a really fun fact.
So another one that kind of ties in with dehydration. The rain is 73% water.
Rain? What's the other percentage of it?
What did I say?
You said rain is 73% water.
No, I said the brain.
You said rain. What the? 70, like what? What's the other percentage of rain?
But the brain is 73% water, and it's kind of weird though, because like the human body is 73, or like around 70% water. The Earth is around 70% water.
Coincidence? I think not. What is brain matter? Yeah, like what your brain is actually, like the solid stuff of your brain.
Most of it's fat. Yeah.
I don't know how the brain works.
Most of it is fat, and that's why, like, if you don't take in enough cholesterol, like, brain cells will die.
Oh, yeah.
That's how crucial it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. Next fun fact. The average brain generates about 50,000 thoughts a day. That's a lot.
See, that's crazy because you never stop thinking.
Yeah.
Like, you're always thinking something. If you think, I'm not going to think anything, you're thinking about thinking nothing.
Yeah. But you just, I don't know, 50,000 thoughts. So, like, what are we thinking about,
What are you only thinking?
How many of those thoughts are actually making a difference in our lives?
Probably about...
Probably about two. Most of them are probably like, what am I going to eat? When am I going to take a shower? When am I going to, like, what am I going to do today?
Just do I like carry that. the shields, a chug jug, or a med kit?
Oh, my God. No Fortnite. No Fortnite.
Just a little joke.
Okay. But, yeah, 50,000 thoughts. That is a lot. And that's just the average brain. So some people can have much less. Some people can have much more.
Is that what makes you smarter?
I don't know if having more thoughts makes you smarter or not.
Maybe it just makes your brain more cluttered so you can't remember anything.
That's true.
So if you had one thought a day, you'd be the smartest person in the freaking earth, because you'd have all this open space.
Or what if you think less? You think less so you can fill your brain with more knowledge.
I feel like the more knowledge you have, the more you would think about it, though. The more you would think about the knowledge.
But what if you couldn't?
What if you couldn't?
What if you filled your brain with so much knowledge
that you couldn't think?
You just thought less.
Then you wouldn't be able to remember anything because you remember something by thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how brain capacity works either. So.
Well, that's the second topic.
Ooh.
First, we got to get through fun facts.
Ooh.
Okay. Before I read this, I was considering putting this one down. We are not sexist in any way, shape, or form. This is just a fact.
this is not an opinion. Disclaimer.
This is a actual fact.
Disclaimer.
Even taking into part that men's bodies are typically larger than women's, men's brains are about 10% larger than women's.
Well, that doesn't mean that we're smarter.
That doesn't mean that they're smarter. But another thing is, the hippocampus, which is the memory part of your brain, is larger in women.
And I think what part of your brain?
It's called the hippocampus, and it's where you store memories.
Oh.
Well, it's mainly where you store memories.
Yeah.
And I constantly see examples of this because, you know, especially with my parents, when they tell the story of how they met, like, my dad's like, oh, somewhere in Chattanooga. And my mom, like, tells you where it was, what time it was, what it smelled like. It's crazy.
So then, wait, how does that work then? So, like, because that part of her brain is smaller, she can remember, like, fine details?
No, the memory part in women is larger.
Is larger?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said it was smaller. So then, yeah, no. that would make sense.
Yeah, overall brain size in men is larger. But
the actual
that section
part is,
in women is larger.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. I guess, are they born that way or do they increase it themselves?
I feel like they...
I think they would increase it themselves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting fun fact!
Interesting fun fact. Here's another one. So brain size typically doesn't really correlate with anything.
No,
like the size of your brain. It's really...
I don't think that would affect anything.
Yeah. But a thing that does affect your learning and how smart you are, I guess, is your neuron density. Because Einstein's brain was actually weighed less than the average brain, which obviously doesn't have anything to do with it because he was a genius.
Yeah.
And but his neuron density was higher.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like you know density, right? It's like more neurons per space.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So, yeah, more neurons, I guess. They just can store more information, have more activity in your brain, and that's what generated his
geniusness.
His geniusness. Yeah. Okay. Well, on to the next fun fact, and this one actually kind of surprises me. Double tasking, you know, doing two things at once, is actually impossible and is harmful.
And it's harmful?
Yeah. Your brain can toggle between two different activities very quickly.
But it can't do it at the same time.
But it is impossible to do two things at once. And it also is harmful and has been proven to cause short-term memory, lower your attention span, and just harm your learning.
Well, yeah, that makes sense because you're like going between things so fast that it shortens your attention span to one thing.
Exactly.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. I never even thought about that.
That's kind of, I don't know though, because like,
now that
that's kind of convicting, because I always double task. I try to do as many things at once as possible. But now
this
I got.
That's why you can't remember anything.
Now I'm going to be like, maybe I should just slow down and focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe I can get better at it and then do things faster.
You don't need to double task.
I don't need to double task.
Yes. We have figured out the secret to life.
The secret to life. Well, guys, that was fun facts for you.
Moving on.
To the second segment. Memory.
Let's get into this.
Memory and brain storage. So, start off with another fact.
One fact?
The brain consists of about a billion neurons, and they each have about 1,000 connections to other neurons.
How many neurons did Einstein have?
I don't know, probably like probably a billion because his brain was smaller.
Whoa, yeah, he had the same amount. Yeah, the same amount, but his density was greater.
Wait.
Yeah, because his brain is smaller and he has a higher density because he has the same amount as everyone else, but his brain is smaller.
Yeah.
Dang.
I don't think you're born with the same number of neurons as everybody else, but.
No, but it's like around, I'm sure it's like around the same.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the average for a fully developed brain. It's about a billion. So, each have 1,000 connections to other neurons, and that is crucial because if each neuron stored one memory, we would all have the storage capacity of like an iPod, like a 5 gigabyte iPod.
Wait, from the early 2000s. So one memory?
Yeah.
Is like five, it has the memory is like the storage of a 5 gigabyte iPod.
Pretty much. If each neuron contained one memory. But since they have 1,000 connections to other neurons.
So like our whole brain
is connected.
If each neuron had one memory, you'd have
a significantly less storage.
But all our neurons are connected, so it has a lot more storage.
Yes, to be precise, about 1 million gigabytes of storage.
That's a lot.
That's like, I forget
what it's
actually called, but yeah.
That is 10 terabytes.
10 terabytes, yeah.
Yikes.
It's a lot.
That is 5 PS4s with 2 terabyte hard drives.
Imagine how many games of Fortnite. okay. But
actually thinking about it, that actually isn't that much. Like when you think about it, like I have a PS4 with a 2 terabyte hard drive. So that is our brain has only the capacity of 5 of those. That actually isn't that much.
Yeah, but like think about how much your PS4 can hold.
Yeah, but
which is a lot.
That is a lot. That would be a lot. It's 10 terabytes. That is a lot.
It makes you think about it more when you say 1 million gigabytes.
Yeah.
Like 1 million. Like think about how much I can store on my 16 gigabyte phone. Like, or like your 64 gigabyte
phone.
Oh,
no, it wouldn't be 10 terabytes. It'd be 100 terabytes. 1 million gigabytes. It'd be 100 terabytes.
Oh.
I'm stupid.
So yeah. 100 PS4s.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Okay. Well, what was I just going to say? That's about 3 million hours of TV.
I don't watch TV at all, so that's about 3 million hours of Fortnite.
But if you turned on the VCR and you started recording the TV show, it would take over 300 years to complete.
The capacity of your brain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone's got to start working on that.
Someone's got to start recording TV.
Start recording TV.
But the thing is, our lifespans are so contained that we can't fill up our brains. Yeah. But with the improvement of science and technology, could we increase our lifespans enough as to fill our brains completely? I mean, but middle age in the Middle Ages, which is kind of funny, used to be like 18.
18, 20.
Yeah.
Now we have people living to like over 100. Mm-hmm. That's a difference of 80 years, but not everyone lives to 100. So let's say an average of 80. 80, 85, 90, around there. So that's only 70 years in... How long?
7 years and what?
That is increasing how long we live by 70 years and how long since the Middle Ages?
Like 10,000 years.
Exactly. In 10,000 years, we only increased lifespan by 70 years.
Yeah, but, I mean, you never know. We are, like, rapidly increasing our knowledge of everything.
But still, I don't think it'll ever reach that point. I feel like the world will end by the time that happens.
I don't know. Lots of people said that. Thousands of years ago.
Thousands of years ago, yeah, but we still haven't hit that point yet that you can live.
That is true. But if we could fill our brains, like, what would that come to? We couldn't.
What would that feel like?
Yeah.
I feel like your brain would just start deleting things to have more memory, have more storage. True. Just like you do on a PlayStation or an Xbox. You delete games off of it so you can put more
new, fresh information in.
That's actually not that bad of an analogy.
But you can keep things that you do like.
That you do want. But I don't know how you would pick and choose that. I don't know how you would pick and choose.
Yeah, because...
How would your brain...
Would your
brain just pick the most important things of your life out and keep that?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we live so long that our brain is full of our most important memories?
And then we can't store any new memories.
And I don't think that's ever going to happen because...
But then we would be living in the past.
But then the Earth would be so overpopulated because no one's dying. And everyone is having more kids that no one's dying.
I mean, but think about it. If we increase our lifespan to 300 years, then we would probably be on multiple different planets.
Yeah,
I would
probably be on multiple different planets. That's true. That is very true.
That's very true. Well, that was our memory topic.
How did we go from memory to being to living on different planets?
I don't know.
That's pretty far off.
That's what happens in podcasts, dude.
Just go down the rabbit.
Go down the rabbit hole. So, third topic. This is one of my favorite ones. The unconscious mind.
Oh, this one's good.
This is a really good one.
This one's good.
So, I have a bunch of different points here on my slip of information. And the first one here says, after getting into a sleep routine, you can form a mental alarm clock so that your brain gets so used to waking you up at a specific time, it will start to do it without anything outside of you waking up.
My papa, he has woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning since he was 16. And he just automatically wakes up at 4 o'clock. Or four or five. Because he has to be at work at 5 o'clock. So he wakes up at 4 o'clock he's woken up at 4 o'clock every single morning since he was 16.
Yeah, I see this a lot because even if I'm at a friend's house or anything and I stay up till, 1 or 2, my brain will wake me up at 7 in the morning. Even if I'm still tired and I want to go back to bed, sometimes I can't. Because my brain is just this is not your routine. You need to get back into it.
That doesn't happen to me.
Really?
Yeah. In the summers, I always stay up super late and then I sleep until 11. But
you've never had that happen to you where you wake up at an earlier time and sometimes you just can't go back to sleep?
I used to when I was little, when I was 8 or 9, but...
That happens to me quite a bit.
No, that never happened to me now.
Another thing to do with sleep in the unconscious mind is that getting a good night's sleep has been proven to help you retain knowledge that you either learned or studied that day. So,
yeah,
if you study something and then you go to sleep for 9 or 10 hours, your brain will continue repeating that over and over in your head and you will continue to learn it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not really good at this because usually if I'm studying for something, I'm not focused on sleep. I'm focused on staying up as late as I can to study.
Yeah.
So maybe I got to try a new tactic for the upcoming school year.
Let's not talk about school.
Which is a painful thing to say.
Yeah, let's not talk about school. That's literally the first week of summer. Let's not talk about school at all.
So, that's sleep. Any thoughts about that?
That's sleep. There's nothing.
Imagine what your brain is doing when you're sleeping.
That's in a later section, isn't it?
No.
Yeah, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess so.
Yeah. That was a really fast section, wasn't it?
No, we still got lots of time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if
that was it. Lots more to go. Next point here. Oh, this one I thought was pretty cool. So if you ever very indecisive about two things, like whether it's, you know, do I get this color shirt or this color shirt, or like
the golden scar, the golden famas.
Oh my gosh. Not stuff like that. If you're in a short game of like Fortnite or whatever, this doesn't really apply. It's more of like long-term decisions. Even after you quit thinking about deciding on one or the other, your unconscious mind continues to think about
the decision.
Yeah, it keeps on going back and forth. Whoa. Even when your conscious mind is not thinking about it.
So like, what would an example be for the long term thing? What kind of phone to get? So like, you're getting like, do I get the new Samsung or the new iPhone? And you're going back and forth between them. If after you decide, then your brain will continuously, unconsciously think about the decision and which one to go between.
Not really. Let's say like with the phone example, you will get paid in a week and then you'll go out and spend money on a new phone. You can either get the Samsung or you can get the new iPhone.
Yeah.
And let's say you're going to get paid on Saturday and it's Monday right now. So you're thinking about the pros and cons of each, and you think about this for like an hour or whatever, and you like look at some reviews or look at some of the prices and warranties and all that. Even after you stop deciding and you go and do something else, your unconscious mind will continue to think about it.
So it's before you've made
the decision.
So before you've actually gotten the phone. So right. Like after you've gotten the phone, your brain just throws it away.
Right. And that's I think that's kind of where gut decision comes from. Like, go with your gut. You're actually going with your unconscious mind.
Your unconscious mind.
Because it's been thinking about it for you.
Yeah. That's a good one.
It's a good one. This one I also found kind of interesting. We typically judge what a person will act like and what they will be like in a tenth of a second. But the crazy thing is, we are almost 100% right every time.
Seriously?
Yes.
How does our brain decide on how to judge someone?
I don't know, but I think this is because you have previous experiences with somebody else that you know what they look like. And so if you see a person, you immediately say, oh, that looks like this other person that acts like this.
And yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we're right. You're right about it.
Yeah.
Dang. Like that, if you ever say, I'm not a judgmental person, you're wrong.
You are.
You're wrong.
You actually are.
Like, it's impossible to not be a judgmental
person. And I think that's why it's so much easier for younger kids to make friends, because they don't have many experiences with other people. So they're automatically
they don't have anything to compare it to. Yeah. So they're like, okay, this is okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with this person because I have no idea what they're going to be like.
I feel like that's how racism happened. So like,
yeah.
So like,
maybe one person had a bad experience
with
a black person or any other race.
And then immediately in the back of their head, unconsciously from there on, they just immediately thought of that.
Yeah.
I think that is more of an extreme.
That is more.
That's more of an extreme case, but. Because not
then that kind of puts fault on black people.
Yeah, which is not a good thing to say. It's not true.
Yeah. But yeah, a tenth of a second. That's like,
I feel like a better example would be like, people being judgmental of like really ripped dudes that they're all like, that they act like they're all manly and everything.
Yeah.
And most of the time, it's true.
Yeah, but like some people still are like just super nice guys that also happen to be jacked.
Yeah.
Or could be women. Women can get strong too.
Yes, but still.
Yeah.
When I think of a jacked person, I think of this giant buff dude standing in the middle of a gym.
Yeah.
I think that's what most people think of.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I am just a sexist white male. So.
Yeah. So, next little thing here, which is pretty crazy, is you ever heard of the rubber hand illusion?
No.
Where you put a divider in between your real hand and a rubber hand, but they like brush both the rubber hand and the real hand to make you think that the rubber hand is connected to you? No. You never seen this?
I've never seen that.
Well, basically, there's a table set up, and there's, like, a divider set up, and you put your hand on one side of the divider, and on the other side of the divider, which is closest to you, there's a rubber hand, mm-hmm. and it looks like it's connected to you.
To your arm.
And initially, you think it's not. But then they somebody will take, like, two brushes or whatever, and both brush the rubber hand and your real hand at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then what's crazy about this is that the temperature in your real hand will actually drop because less blood is going to it because, like, you're only looking at the rubber hand. So then you start to connect that rubber hand to you, and then what they do is they, like, pull out a hammer or a rock or something, and they just smash the rubber hand. And then people, like, freak out because they think it's their hand.
Oh! I'm going to have to look up a video of that.
I can't believe you've never seen this.
I've never even heard of it.
Oh.
That's cool.
I see it all the time.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Dang. That would be intense to be the person that you're like...
And then you're like... People don't usually have that much of a reaction, but they do get scared.
Do they, like, flinch?
Yeah.
Do they, like...
Yeah. But yeah, that's crazy though. Especially the thing that the temperature in your hand drops. So it's not just like a loud noise or anything. Like your brain actually thinks that rubber hand
is
yours.
It's on the unconscious mind.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty crazy. Next segment we got here is next point. Is bad habits are the fault of the unconscious mind.
Because they are.
This is where practice makes perfect comes from.
Yeah, because I saw this thing. It takes 21 days to make a habit, mm-hmm. and then your mind just unconsciously just does it.
It's like, it's kind of like muscle memory too.
I was gonna say it's like playing an instrument or something. Mm-hmm. After doing it for a long time, you just remember where to put your fingers and everything.
Yeah, because if I go and play piano somewhere, like I don't have to bring music with me.
You just think about it.
I know I don't think about it.
You just play.
I just play. If I think about it, I'll mess up.
If you think about it, you'll mess up a note.
Uh huh.
But you're just unconsciously sitting there,
It's not like weird. I'm unconscious.
You're just kind of sitting there mindlessly playing.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
But another thing that I kind of find weird is it's really hard for me to talk to somebody else while playing.
Yeah, it is. Because then I'll be like focused. I feel like if you're mindlessly playing, you're still like somewhat paying attention to the instrument you're playing. But if you're like mm-hmm. talking to someone, you're 100% focused on the conversation.
I think that's where double tasking also kind of comes into play too, because it's impossible. And that's like a perfect example of
Well, then
like,
how does someone play the guitar and sing at the same time?
They just get into a habit of it.
They just mindlessly play the guitar and sing.
Yeah.
So they think about singing, but they're just mindlessly playing the guitar.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've tried playing and singing before.
It doesn't work for me.
It's super hard for me, but like I never learned that way. Like I learned for all of my years of taking piano lessons not to sing while playing. So I think that just became a habit, and now it's difficult for me to do anything else.
Yeah.
But the only way to fix bad habits is just move them out of the way and put in good habits.
And just do the same thing over and over again until you just start.
And it's like it may be hard, but if you stop doing a bad habit for a long time, then that becomes a habit. Becomes a habit. Which is pretty cool. Yeah. So last point here. This is a quote I saw from an article I was reading earlier. And it's that we only notice an object once our unconscious has calculated its importance.
What? What? What is that supposed to mean?
We only notice something once our unconscious mind has calculated its importance. So, like, we only notice things that our mind thinks is important.
But what if... So, if our mind doesn't think that it's important at all, then we won't see it.
Yeah, pretty much.
How...
I'll give you an example.
Yeah, give me an example. I don't know.
We're born seeing our nose.
Like you can see your nose?
Yeah.
Like if you go like that, you can see your
nose. No, like looking straight forward.
But you can see the nose.
You can right there. You can see your nose, but your unconscious mind just puts it out of the way because it's not, you don't need to see your nose when you're looking at something else. Like your nose is important, but you don't need to see it.
You don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Or like walking down the street, like you're going to notice cars.
Whoa.
But you're not going to notice a tree a couple yards away.
You're right.
Like to your left or whatever. Yeah. Because so it's like, not important. It's not going to come out of its roots.
If you put your fingers below your nose, you can see your fingers and your peripherals. But if you take it away, you can't see your nose. So you should be able to see it through your nose, but you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Thanks, unconscious mind.
Thanks, unconscious mind, for putting our nose out of the way.
Because that would be annoying.
To constantly see your nose. If we would always
see it. Yeah. It's pretty crazy. So, guys, that was the unconscious mind segment. Now we move on to the fourth and final one. Dream theories.
Dream theories.
This is a special request of Zach because he has something to say about this.
I don't know how long the segment's going to be, but so, like, dreams, in my, like, what I think dreams are, so you're, like, sitting there and you're sleeping, and your brain has to think of something while you're unconscious, so it just comes up with stories in your head, and you don't always remember all, you don't remember all your dreams, because then that would be a long night, so.
Oh, so saying. You think... So are you saying that it's impossible to think of nothing?
It is impossible to think of nothing because if you think of nothing, you're either thinking of you thinking nothing or you're just thinking of a black screen.
True.
So it's obviously something. A black screen is something.
Yeah. So you're saying that we have to think about something. What if our dreams, could you turn your dreams into just a black screen?
I don't think you can determine what your dreams are because your unconscious mind generates stories that you can't control. That is why when you're in a dream, you normally don't think you're in a dream.
Do you think these stories that your mind thinks about,
I feel they
have to be important.
What do you mean?
Because your unconscious mind only notices things that are important.
I know.
Right?
So, yeah.
So, they have to be important to your life in some way.
Yeah. So, like.
So, why do we remember?
I think you just remember the most important things. Because, like, obviously, if you dream all night, you're going to have some dreams that aren't as important as others. And dreams are connected to our life. Because our unconscious mind generates them.
Yeah. That is true. And that's also, that's where you think deja vu comes from, right?
Yeah, just so dreams. Yeah, so you like have a dream and then something extremely similar happens later in your life and you're like, I don't remember having a dream like this, but it happened and it's in my unconscious mind, so I feel like it's happened before.
But even the crazier thing about that is that we're basically predicting the future.
And yeah, I know.
We talked about this in the first episode.
That freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's like...
predicting the future. That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
So, what about lucid dreams?
Lucid... Aren't those when you know you're in a dream?
It's when you're consciously in the dream.
I have no clue. I don't have anything on that. I don't have it. I haven't thought about that before.
Well, let's see. If you're consciously in a dream, then is it really a dream?
Yeah, because you're unconscious and your mind is thinking of something, And but you're in but it, if but you're conscious know it's a
that
dream.
You're in a dream, then I don't think it's really a dream. I think it's just you thinking.
But so what you're saying is you would technically be awake and you just thinking about. So what you're saying is you're asleep, but your brain isn't unconscious.
Yeah, exactly.
And so like there's.
If you're able yourself to walk around and do things in a dream, then you're not unconscious.
And you're able to think of stuff and have it happen yeah. as you think of it. And so you're like, oh, I'm in a lucid dream right now. There's a hobbit right there, and a hobbit appears.
Yeah.
That would be ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous.
That'd be ridiculous.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever been dreaming? And then you, like, can kind of see it, but you're not conscious.
Like, you have, like a hazy remembrance of what the dream is?
Not a remembrance, but you're still, like, asleep, kind of, and you can see your dream, but you have no control.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be sleeping, and I'll have that, like, hazy sight of the dream or whatever, and then I'll wake up, and this only happens rarely, but sometimes I can go back to sleep and continue the dream.
Yeah, I can never continue a dream.
You can't do that?
No.
I can do that sometimes.
Have you ever had dreams that feel so real? Like, you can, like, feel everything around you?
Yeah.
Those freak me out.
Have you ever been in a dream and some sound happens and it's your alarm clock?
No, that's never happened to me.
That happens to me a lot.
I had a dream. It's not like the alarm clock thing, but I had a dream that something. I woke like at the end of the dream. It felt like something jumped on me, and I woke up and it was my cat sitting on my chest.
I've never had that happen. It's only with sounds, but like, I'll give you an example. It was like a dream in a school or whatever, and the fire alarm went off, but it was just the burnt, burnt, burnt thing in the iPhone alarm. It's the one I can really remember.
When I was like in elementary school, my mom would wake me up, and I would hear someone say something in a dream, and then I would wake up, and it would be what she's saying.
That's pretty cool.
It freaked me out every time. I was always like, what?
Yeah.
I thought this was in my dream, but no.
But it wasn't.
Wow. I hate it when I'm in the middle of a dream and then I wake up because I have to go to school.
Yeah. And then I can't see what happens next.
It's like,
what if you're not supposed to?
What if you die in the next... And the next minute, and you're waking up is saving your life.
What if everybody's dreams all contribute to what happens next? What if you don't predict the future? What if you make the future?
So, wait, how would that work?
Because what if you think about certain scenarios and you unconsciously do the steps it takes to get up to that moment?
Whoa. Whoa!
Yeah.
Dang. So that is how deja vu happens, because you take those steps, and then sometimes it doesn't always work out because things in reality, it's all up to chance, and some things are just completely up to chance. So that those sometimes it works out perfectly, and something exactly happens.
Yeah, and that's where you get deja vu.
That is crazy.
So it's not. It's not really predicting the future. It's just giving you possible outcomes of the future.
Have you ever had deja vu of a dream that you remember?
No.
So I haven't either. That would be crazy.
That would be
that would be craziest thing ever.
Sorry, guys. That was Adam in the back. He's with us here today.
I'm sitting in the back. He's not saying anything.
He's been doing a great job. He just had his knees.
He has been managing our live stream on YouTube. But yes.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Dreams.
Dreams. What about dreams? That's not specific.
How your mind unconsciously takes the steps to achieve what happened in your dream.
Right. So, you know, deja vu peaks like at our age right now. Like about
it does?
Yeah, about like
I know that.
And be somewhere in between 10 and 20 you experience the most deja vu.
Yeah, I've realized I've had a lot of deja vu in the past like couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really bad.
So if that correlates with your dreams, do you think that maybe it's because I don't know how to word this, but like maybe it's because we do people at our age remember more dreams than adults do?
I think so, because at our age, I think that especially during the summer, we aren't thinking about like actual real life stuff as much as we do in school or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it's happened to me in the past couple of months because it's the end of the school year and I'm not really thinking about school that much because I don't really mm-hmm. care. But
adults have work.
Have work every week, year round, and I think that's why adults don't experience
that's
it
probably
as much.
Why
yeah because they're thinking about actual real world stuff that they have to remember,
and not it doesn't have to be work, it could be like, you know, house payments or
house payments,
car payments
bill,
or
yeah dude, and
anything
kids and
anything
stuff,
like
kids
that
have, it's just, yeah
hmm.
Crazy. This was a good episode.
Quite crazy. This was a really good episode. This is probably the best since F1.
Since F1.
Huh. And it has good audio.
Yeah, it has great audio.
Double whammy.
Oh.
Well, I would like to thank you all for coming out and listening to us today. Not really coming out. You're probably just at the comfort of your own home with listening to our podcast. But, yeah, Zach, what song do we got for them today?
The song that we have for them today is Imagine by John Lennon. This is on the weirder side of songs.
Yeah, it is kind
in
of
my
weird.
Opinion.
It's a good song, though.
It's a good, very good song.
It's a good song. Well, we'll see you all in the next episode. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.